The show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for taking the time here on this Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2009. Hey, you're here on a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and trust me, my friends, I was this close to letting a pre-recorded show, one of the shows that we recorded a few weeks ago, take over because I've been sick. I mean, this week has been a crazy week for me. I don't know if a lot of y'all are like me. Let me log into the chat tango and see what's going on in there for us. But I don't know if a lot of you are like me. Man, it's just getting this change of weather here and there. Now it's a little bit cooler, but every year when the kids start school, and we used to call this back in the military when we would go to recruit command, or it would be dependent if it was boot camp or if it was even going into like recruit training center. It depended when you put 30 to 40 people together that hadn't been around each other from all different parts of the country, they would get what's called crew crud, and that's what we used to call it, crew crud. It was basically bacteria germs from different people from different places, and that they didn't. Some immune systems are different. Some immune systems are stronger. Some are weaker. And we would actually get into just being in close contact and stuff and touching like the same things and just breathing the same air. It would get us all sick. Some of us would get like just a cold, cough, allergies. Kind of what I got right now. If you can tell in my voice, it's not at 100%. But we're going to see if we can get a whole hour out of this show. Something that we can get out to you and something that we can make you learn about the Word of God. I always have the option because of the so many shows that we have archived or recorded that I could always play a show for you just straight from the library that we have. And sometimes I do. If something really, really comes up that I cannot make the 2 o'clock hour, I will do that. I will make sure something comes up and is for y'all. But when it is available, I push forward to try and get the 5-day-a-week, 5 live shows a week. I love it. It's something that it challenges me getting material and putting things together as well. I mean, it takes hours of writing, hours of just planning to get something going, to get a good show, and to get a good feel of things. And hopefully this week we get a call in from one of our guests. We've asked several people to call on certain days, and we're kind of doing this kind of like Russian roulette in a way. We're just letting them call us. I'm one, and I'm going to tell you something that I was taught from a good friend of mine, and his name was Doug Dodson. He told me this when he was actually our administrator for the ministry that I worked with, and that was that you should never have to remind someone about an appointment. If it is important to them, then they're gonna go ahead and remember it. They're gonna realize it, and they're gonna come over there, and be a part of the appointment. They're gonna make that appointment. They don't need to be reminded. They have a day plan. They're basically too that they're adults, and they should learn about planning. But I know everybody's schedule is different, and it's hard to get some people at this time because at 2 o'clock, a lot of things are happening. Like myself, I have my daughter. I pick up just before the show broadcast, so I bring her in with me. So sometimes that is why I'm not on about 1 minute till or 1 minute after sometimes, just depending on how the release is going at the schools. And she's not too far from the station, so I grab her and we go to the station and we take care of stuff. And then after that, you know, I try to get the other ones. And my wife, of course, she does her part as well. So it's just easier for me to get her because I'm right there. I'm heading to the station at that time. So I just pick her up and she rides with me. And she's pretty quiet because you never hear her. She's in the other room. Actually, I can see her from here, but she's outside the studio doors and she's either coloring or watching television. We have a television set up for her and she's watching and listening to TV. And she wants me to put a game system on for her, so I might do that later on. It's amazing. You know, I have not seen a little girl so in tune to playing video games. I've seen them play certain games and some other games out there and stuff, but I haven't seen her play the boys' games. And because she has three older brothers, she is constantly playing games just beside them and learning them. And she's doing really good. She's only, what, five, about to be six in another 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And she cracks me up just how much she knows things and does things. But she's, of course, the little princess of the family, the only girl. So we love her. And I love all my boys just the same. But we are on Chat Tango now, if you want to go ahead and log in. And yesterday we got some chats while we were going on the air. One was a real crazy chat. One person was saying how it's amazing. You don't know who is out there. You don't know half the people that are out there and what their mindsets are and what kind of mentality are. That's why we don't open the phone lines all the time. We try to keep the phone lines open just at certain times. Only because you don't know exactly how other people are going to react now, how they're going to respond to you. And you don't know what they're thinking. And that's the truth. You don't know exactly what they're thinking and how they're going to make the show go. Like this person, if I let them on the air yesterday, I filtered them through Chat Tango. And if I feel that the conversation is good, I will send them to call a direct number directly to the station. But this guy was complaining and griping. He was just having a bad day. He just found our website. I think he just took it out on it. Who knows? But you know what? What do you do with that? Do you argue back with them? No. You just answer them nicely and politely and tell them, well, come back, and we're sorry that you feel that way, and you go on. If you allowed your life to be dictated by your emotions, you're going to be a wreck. Because we're built as emotional people. We are built with having emotions throughout us. We're built that way. We're built to be happy, built to be sad. It doesn't matter. We're going to show our emotions. Some people are good at holding them out, and some people aren't good. Some people are good at just letting them go. So emotions is a strong thing. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, david@revmedianetwork.com. Now, that's the one I use the most, david@revmedianetwork.com. And I try and use that one because I have several emails, but that's the one I usually go back and forth out of. And you know emails, some of these things. I think I was having a problem last week with one of the servers. One of the mail servers wasn't coming through, and I missed some important emails from a couple of guys that have shows on the station. So there's one that my private email that I won't give out on the air that is always reliable. Some of the guys have that email, and that's fine. Some of the show people, but unless you're working with us and stuff, I probably won't give that out. Let me remind you, this next September 12th on a Saturday, they're going to be holding a benefit and auction for Kylie Newberry at Lake Houston Marina Saturday, September 12th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. 12-year-old Kylie was hit by a car while trying to cross near 1960 and Roma's Pizza. That is a major intersection. That's at least three lanes wide and three lanes wide on each side. Very trafficky. She was on the road to recovery, thank God. She is doing good, but needs a lot of medical care. So if you can help, please come out and show your support. Activities include an auction, silent auction, barbecue plates to go, cakes, pies, music, face painting, raffles. Come for the fun. That's what the flyer says. And for information or to make donations, please call 832-594-4944, 281-852. 5484. Again, the number is 832-594-4944 or 281-852-5484. And if you'd just like to make a donation, go to any Wells Fargo branch. And the account number for Wells Fargo branch would be 293-55-32032. So that's 293-55-32032. If you're in the Humble or Atascocita area, I encourage you to go out there. I'm going to try and go out there. I have something planned on the 12th, but I'm going to try and at least go out there and buy a couple of plates for the kids before 5 o'clock. So I'm going to try and do that on the 12th, but I'm planning to be down in the downtown Houston area, which is like 30 miles from this location that they're having this event at. And I'm going to be at the Children's Museum with the kids, the Natural Museum of Science, and it's Museum District Day. And oh, that's a fun day. You go to all the museums. They have lots of food and all that kind of stuff. And most if not all the museums are going to be free. So I encourage you to go out there on September 12th on a Saturday. I'm actually going to be volunteering in the morning at the Children's Museum and being out there and helping with some of the retailers that are going to be out there. And I keep my retailing contacts pretty strong still, so I try and make sure that I'm out there. I'm letting people know that David Yanis is just more than a preacher. Amen. More than that. And I think that's what a lot of us have to realize, that we kind of get ourselves into a spot where we're just not open to talk to people and open to making relationships and stuff like that. And I think that that's a big thing that we all have to change. I really think that there are going to be some close friends in your heart. And I want you to realize that when you get that closeness and that friendship in your heart, you're going to have someone that you can be liable to, that you can be accountable to. And that's important. I think there's too many men of God and women of God out there that are some loose cannons that are not working in the way they need to work. And I think that most likely some of them could just use a little direction. I think that the church that I go to, Metro Church in Houston, which I'm an associate pastor, and the person that there's the grandmother of the little girl, Miss Kylie Newberry, her grandmother from our church is the one that gave me that flyer, and I promised her I was going to read that out. And I have been diligently reading it as we've had live shows this week, and I will continue to read it again. I'm probably going to do a quick infomercial about it and put that on the air as well to play between the programs and stuff. So, I think that part of leadership, and today is the day of leadership, and a part of leadership is about being accountable, but building good relationships with people around you. Good relationships with people around you to help build that. I can see the benefits in it. I see the strengths in it, because when something does come up, that you have people to rely on. And if you only kept yourself to yourself, then you're not going to have anyone to talk to and be strong with. So I want to encourage you about that. I want to make sure that you know that God has purposely put people out there. I used to do a show, and I used to do actually a sermon called God's Buddy System, and it's about putting yourself with someone, aligning yourself with someone that you can actually count on, that you can actually talk to, and that you can actually that's going to look for your benefit, that is like-minded. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. It's a real short teaching, real simple, real easy, and it's just a couple of verses we're going to read, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to make things a little bit more aware for you and everything. Let me just give you an update. I just currently just made my latest book, which is called A Military Life and the Power of God. It was the first book that I put together, and it's on our website. It has its own site now. I know I told you that a few weeks ago, but today I just made it an e-book, so it's available in a digital form. It's half the price that it would be if you purchased it as a hard copy. It's actually $4.95 is what the cost is going to be. You can go to militaryrecruitbook.com. That's the easiest way to get to it, or go to David Yanis Ministries and just flip through there, and you'll see the link for my books, and you go to my books and you can buy it from there. Or if you want to go to the site, it's Military Recruit Book. It's a neat book. I think that you're going to enjoy it. I put a sample chapter. I think it was chapter 3. It's called Lost in the Hospital, and it was a funny time in my life. I was going to have surgery. It was my, I think, 5th or 6th week there. I think it was my 5th or 6th week. And I had to have surgery on my neck. And there was no choice. That the doctors had to do something because something grew inside my neck. And I tell you what, that day was an amazing day. It was a day that every part of me had to trust in God. You ever have those days, my friends? You ever have those days where you just have to just trust no matter what? That, hey, it's out of your hands. Just throw it up in the air and say, okay, God, what you going to do with this one? Because that's basically, you've prayed your loudest prayer, you've prayed your longest prayer, you've cried the biggest crocodile tears that you could cry, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just doesn't seem like you can do anything else. You just left it in God's hands. Well, if you're about to go into surgery or ever had surgery, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. You know that when I'm telling you that you have to just trust God with it and believe that God will do stuff. And say, okay, God, it's up to you. I've done all. It's hard to let go. It's hard to say, okay, God, you can do it. But I tell you one thing where it's not hard, and that's going to be whenever you're sick or whenever you're needing surgery, something like that. You're going to be able to look back and say, okay, God, I've done all I could do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. So I know that when I had that surgery, I just kind of looked back and said, God, do what you got to do. But I was scared. I tell you, I was scared. And if you read my book, Military Life and the Power of God, you're going to see something that about me. And that is that I prayed a lot. At that time in my life, I was just praying constantly, seeking God, reading the Word of God. And I really constitute that. I really believe that that's the reason that today that I know the Word really well and that I can write script sermons and write shows fairly quick, and that I can know throughout all the Bible most of the stories that are in there. That I know where they're at. I think I read my Bible at least 4 or 5 times straight through during my life in the Navy, and I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed every day. I think every day I had, at that time, I was reading 15, 20 chapters a day in the morning and 15 and 20 at night before I went to bed, and I was just reading and reading and praying and seeking God. It was a different time. It was a time for me and God, but when I was in the recruit part of it, I wasn't as far as reading. I wasn't as that detailed or that had that much time to get into the reading. But God opened his doors. He did. I think that when I was actually trying to be used by God, to be touched by God, and to actually touch others by God, I basically gave whatever I had in my heart to God and said, just use me in whatever way you can. I think that's the true mark of leadership right there, is that when we don't get picky. Now hear me out. We don't get picky on what God does. So if you want to write stuff down, you're going to write down this. You're not going to be picky. You're going to take whatever God gives you to work with. You're not going to choose. You can't choose who and what you're going to do. You can learn stuff, and like we said, always say that people have certain things they bring to the ministry. People have certain things that they always bring and make things happen. So, but at the same time, you can't choose where you're going to start. God will do that choosing for you. God will make things happen and make things go forward for you. And we're going to continue this in a second. Let me go in and play you a quick infomercial about our ministry, Ref Media Network. God bless you. We'll be right back. I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. And before we went to that break, we're talking about my book, Military Life and the Power of God. I think that a lot of us need a good read, and everybody that's read that book said that they can't put it down. And you know what? That's a great compliment, because I have 2 books that are out there, and both of them people have said they don't want to put it down. And I think Military Life is probably an easier read than Almost Out of Grace. And, of course, Almost Out of Grace had the subject matter that you probably have more attention to, which is relationships. But Military Life had probably, I think, it's outsold
Almost Out of Grace because it's been out there longer, but I think Almost Out of Grace is starting to gain some ground on it. And hopefully, we'll find out in the next 2 weeks about the sales, and we'll see what's going on, because I know that there's, it's like the thing I always say, we're in the book business, but we're not in the book business. I'm in the book business in the sense that I put the books out there to the market and then I publicize it, but I'm not in the business to where that's all I do and all I want to do. It's something extra that the ministry does. It's something that I think that can help many people. I think it's a service that helps other men of God and other women of God. It's a service that's going to be benefiting many people down the road once it takes off. But I'm not solely doing that only. I like the station, the Rev Media Network. For right now, for this first 6 months to a year, I am just totally focused on this. I even scaled back my publishing and my publicizing of all my other stuff and doing anything else. But I've been building websites and catching up with that kind of stuff. But I've been really focusing and solely focusing on Rev Media Network. And why is that? Because I really see that it needs the attention that to make it grow. I don't think you can make anything happen unless you sow your own sweat into it. Remember, I talked about 3 weeks ago, I talked about what's called sweat equity. It's basically what the real estate people believe that the property has, that you get sweat equity. Sweat equity, I can Google it right now, but I think I pretty much remember what it's all about. And it's like when a person owns a house, and they may not be the person that the house belongs to. Say I own a house, but I let someone else live in there, and they lived in it for 15 years, and then I'm going to sell the house and stuff. And they're like a family member or something like that, then they have what's called sweat equity. They have some rights because of the remodeling and stuff that they've done to the property. Not rights for the house itself, it's kind of difficult to explain, but rights to the equity that's in the house. And it's not in Texas. Texas, no. If you own the house, it's your house. But in other states, there's things called sweat equity. And I know that it's the same thing in ministry. You got to sweat to make things work. You got to put your efforts into it. I remember we said in the Bible, it reads that every man's works will be tested by fire. And by fire, if it's from God, it will go through. And it will go through the fire without being burned and without melting and without being destroyed. But if it wasn't, it wasn't going to be destroyed. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to understand that, and here it goes. Here's the definition of sweat equity. It is a term used to describe the contribution made to a project by people who contribute their time and effort. It can be contrasted with financial equity, which is the money contribution towards the project. It is used to refer to the form of compensation by business to their owners or employees. This term is used in partnership agreements where one or more of the partners contributes non-financial capital. In this case of a business startup, employees might, upon corporation, receive stock options in return for their becoming below market salaries. This is sweat equity. So, my friends, sweat equity, what is that? It is basically like what it just reads right there. It is a term used to describe contribution made to a project by people who contribute their time and effort. Now, I want you to kind of take that term, and I want you to think about it for just a little bit. I want you to hold that term in your mind and think about your church. Think about your ministry. And when I say your ministry, it's you don't have to have a station like this, and you don't have to be writing books like I do. No. Sometimes our minds would dismiss us out of what's the simpleness of God. You have to put effort into your home church. And we have some good people at our church. And there's a couple that continually just works and works. Brother Jeff and his family, the Key family. They're always working and doing things for the ministry. And it's awesome that they're the type of person that comes in and just works and works and works. They put a lot of sweat equity into the church. This station took a lot of sweat equity putting together the station. Oh, especially in June, I tell you, we got like double sweat equity in there. It was hot. It was scorching. So what I'm telling you that I'm putting the time, I put my sweat equity into this ministry, sweat equity into this project. It's like I really don't think, unless you put sweat equity into something or finances into something. Now hear me out. I'm not taking an offering, but I am talking about one. Unless you help financially and put money into a project, or unless you put your sweat into a project, there's not going to have much meaning for you. It's not going to be high on the priority list, nor will it be something that you are concerned of, or it can be a fly by night. I do not want to be a fly by night. Amen. I do not want to be a fly by night at all. So when I'm talking about sweat equity, I'm talking about you being able to put your time into a project. A lot of churches have a lot of sweat equity, especially startup churches. Start churches that you don't have 15, 20 people, not even that, that you're just starting to build the church. The pastor does everything. The pastor's assistant does everything. There's sweat equity. There's painting and stuff. There's getting the church ready, getting the church bulletin ready, getting the sermons ready. A lot of sweat equity. Your pastor has a lot of sweat equity. Every time that he puts a sermon together, he's into the night reading the Word of God, reading books, online stuff, and getting everything together. So if you're going to be a leader, you got to be willing to do sweat equity. If you're going to be a leader, there's sweat equity. So what we should have written down on our paper right now. And I love this. It's like Bible teaching with sound effects. I love my sound effects. And I apologize if you hear me coughing or sneezing. I'm still trying to get over this crew crud that my kids gave me. Praise God for my beautiful children. I know God's going to do some thanks for you and going to bless you. But pray for me as well. I actually have a cut in my hand as well. Been a crazy week. Like I told you, a crazy week. It's just things are going crazy out there. Crazy out there. So on our sheet of paper, we should have sweat equity. Equity is number three. Choosing a place. No, sorry. Let's choose a place. What was it? It was starting wherever. Amen. Starting wherever God sends you to start. You can't choose your start, but having a buddy is another thing. Building relationships. So those are the three things we talked about so far. And we're going to go back to having a buddy in a minute. I have a story I want to share with you. But just going on sweat equity, I really think that when you put something together, it has to be God that tells you to do it, first of all. Or that shows you to do it. Or you see a need and you just go help. And you start doing stuff. It's very important. So I need you to understand, when I talk about things like that, it's about God telling you to do things. I have put websites together. I've put books together. I have put the station together. And all of it, I believe, is by God's direction or by me just wanting to help people and touch people. And sometimes a good idea may not be a God idea, but when you're seeing people blessed and touched, it's a good thing. Well, this site has had over 70 people come to Christ. Over 100 people for prayer that we've helped. And we've only put those two pages up in the last month and a half. So that's not bad. That's not bad. We've had over 40,000 people visit our site and hit our pages. So we constantly maintain about 1,200 guests every month. And that constantly 1,200 people a day coming through our system. And we constantly have 600 people listening at all the time throughout the day. So we're doing pretty good. I mean, we're moving along. It's going to grow. But the sweat equity, that is the portion that basically you're not going to get paid to do ministry. Amen? Unless you're part of a big church, you're not going to be paid to do ministry. Unless you're part of something that's really strong, you're not going to be paid to do it. So does that mean what they call now a vocational pastor, which I don't like that term? A vocational pastor means a pastor that has a job and that pastors a church full time. It's a term called vocational pastor, and to me, you're a pastor regardless. It shouldn't put a label on you, vocational or non-vocational. It just so happens your church isn't big enough to support you yet, so you're holding a job down or whatever. So it should be. It kind of makes it sound like you're separate from things and stuff. And I've known some great pastors, some very great pastors that continue to work and pastor the church. That's something that's good. I mean, I continue to work. I have different things I'm doing, different investment things. I have real estate mortgages. If you look at the website stuff that I do, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's fine. You're going to make an income somewhere. And anything extra is always going to be used for God and always going to be used and destined to help people for the Lord. So, we're going to play another commercial. We'll be right back. God bless you. Take our second break. God bless you, my friends. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I've written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Amen. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about things that God has planned for you, and things that you need to get in your spirit. You'll see different things people will tell you that you need, and I'm thinking, as a leader, these are the four things, the three things so far. That which is you start whatever. You can't be picky. You can't be picky on what God's going to give you and what God's going to do for you. Amen. There's our bell. You can't be picky, my friends. Other thing is, you have to have a buddy. Have someone that you can commune with, whether it's your pastor or a person of your age, or someone that you're used to having discussions and regular relationship with, friendship with, that can help build you. So having somebody, having a God's buddy system in place. And the other thing that we talked about is having sweat equity. I don't think anything that I've done or anything that I've started, I've ever gotten paid for from the beginning. So sweat equity is important. It's important that you are willing to do whatever God tells you to do on your programs like I have or whatever. Like right now, we're just starting. The station's broadcasting other people and stuff, and before it was just our shows, and now we have other people calling in and getting their shows going. But it's this format and a stage, and we're trying to get another few pastors in, and it's just going to be a build and build after that. And hopefully by the fall or middle of the fall, or even by Christmas, we'll have dozens of people on the air, which creates more work for me, which then again goes to sweat equity. Because if you're waiting to get paid, and that's what I think a lot of problem is with today's young people or people that want to be used by God. I think that the biggest problem would be that they all want to be used, but they all want to have a full time ministry. It's like something that I don't know. It's just weird. I just think that a lot of people take the idea of full-time ministry too seriously. That it's a position and stuff like that. To me, your life is a full-time ministry, whether you're preaching or you're taking care of the house or you're working as a salesman or you're a bus driver or you're a teacher. Your life is a full-time ministry regardless. So I really think that the fourth thing, I want you to write it down, and the fourth thing that you have to be is identify and identity. And we're going to get into this right now. Hold on. Identify and identity. What does that mean? Well, a lot of times people get so disappointed that they're not doing what God's wanted to do. And they get frustrated at their job and they quit and they go do some other things. Or sometimes they will basically... they'll basically feel depressed. Well, see, that's another exposing lie right there. And we can expose the lie right now, which is the lie. What lie would that be, though? I'm trying to remember which lie that would be. Overgeneralization lie, maybe? That you overgeneralize your current position and your current happiness. That could be that lie. That could be that unexposed lies. Well, let's just explain the lie. The lie would be that you're not doing God's work. Therefore, you get depressed and people get depressed. I've seen many people get depressed because they weren't working for God. And that's foolish. That's very foolish because you think about it. Why are you going to get depressed? Just go do something for God. I think my mom, when I was younger in the ministry and younger in life, I would come home and I would get discouraged and stuff on things that I was trying to get done, or I'd get sad or something like that, and she would tell me to go and preach to someone, go talk to someone about God, go out there and you get happy, you'll get happy again. And it's sad that a lot of us have to rely on our emotions to validate our identity. So I want you to right now is identify yourself as a man or woman of God. Identify yourself as a preacher or teacher. I took this this production course, and I got my diploma for producer's diploma, and I also got my independent filmmaker certification. So I took this course and stuff, and the guy's like, remember, for now on, and he had this weird voice, remember, for now on, you are no longer your name only, but you are also in the movie business. So now that you are in the business, you shall have a name called Producer David Yanez, Director David Yanez, Filmmaker David Yanez. And I would just crack up how his voice was, because he'd be like, Filmmaker David Yanez. But he had some truth to what he was saying. He did have some truth to what he was saying. And the truth was this. The truth was that he wanted you to be able to get you had to recognize who you were before anyone else could recognize who you were. And it's true. It's true. It's very true. If you think about it, it is so, so true. Because Director David Yanez is who I had to believe who I was, who I am, what I did. I wear many hats, not physical hats, but spiritual work-wise hats, and I have to put those hats on. Sometimes I'm a producer, sometimes I'm a director, sometimes I'm the talent, like today, I'm what you would call in the entertainment business, as the talent, I'm the one on the show, but I'm also the engineer. So I wear all these hats, because the engineer being the one that sets up the program and puts record and hits play and hits stream. So that's me. But so what his point was, and he told us the reason he would use a lot of foul language. It was not a Christian course. I highly recommend him for his skill and his teaching and his knowledge, but not I'm hesitant because of his cursing. That man, every word out of him was a curse. He even bought his book, and his book was verbatim of the entire course that I had to take, and it's like 500-600 pages or something like that, and he would just go to town in the cussing. I thought I've heard cussing when I was in the military, but this guy could go. And I would just laugh. I laugh because I was just like, it's just how he talks, how he puts his point. And, you know, it's his school, and he could do whatever he wanted. So, but he had a good point, and his point was, the reason I tell you that what you are is because you have to identify yourself. Identify yourself, and that's how he talked. Identify yourself. So when you hand out your card, or when you talk to people and you shake someone's hands, and they ask you from this day forward, you tell them, I'm in the movie business. He had some truth to that, because his voice would stay in my ear whenever I shake people's hands and talk to them. And you know what? Everything's for a season. And that season, at that time when I was going, I took a lot of schooling that year, and that was one of the schools that I went to. And I tell you what, he was right about it. You have to tell yourself and tell people what you do. So when you say I'm a teacher, or you say I'm a bus driver, you're making an identity. You're making you're giving them an idea of what you do. But when you tell them that I'm a man of God, a woman of God, I'm a counselor, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher for the gospel, I help children, I have a youth ministry. When you tell them that kind of stuff, you're making an identity, and you're believing that identity. And so don't get depressed. And I guess the whole thing is, don't get depressed where you're not. Don't ever get depressed of where you're not at for God. Where you're not at for God. I remember Pastor Salazar when he was on here, Pastor Mike Salazar, Freedom International Church. He's going to be back with us hopefully by next week. Missed him his last 2 weeks. We were supposed to call in last week, and we lost connection here and there. And I don't think if we kind of we went over the wrong days or the wrong times. But I know that I'm going to give him a call next week, and we're going to try and get him on the show again. But we're going to have Pastor Robert Hardy on. Hopefully within the next week or two, I got to get the questions out to him for the show that we want. And then we're going to have also Pastor Gershaw and Swan. So we're going to have a lot of good men of God teaching you. But the whole thing is, what I'm talking about, is don't get depressed. Remember what Pastor Mike Salazar used to say. And that is that each of us, every one of us, you know, what did he used to say? I forgot. Going into all the other pastors, I totally forgot. So let's go ahead and skip that. Basically, you have to be content with where you're at. And that's what he used to say. Be content of where you're serving and how you're serving God, because God's going to be giving you the promotion. God will give you the promotion. So you can't go around wondering why you can't get into things. There's a lot of people out there that are yearning to be used by God. They are. They are. But then they're putting over I guess too many stipulations on how God could use them and when and where. Some people just want to be a youth pastor or want to be a pastor, don't want to be a youth pastor, don't want to work in the children's church. There's a time of servanthood, and like I said, there's a time of sweat equity that you have to be a part. But there are also the times of identity and identifying, and you have to be able to identify who you are and show your identity as a man, a woman of God, preacher, teacher, and all that stuff. So don't ever get depressed that you're not being used by God. Don't ever get depressed that you are not in the right place at the right time, because you are. You are. I mean, if you're listening to this broadcast, then God's trying to talk to you, and God is trying to make things happen for you. God is trying to make things happen. So, my friends, I want to invite you, first of all, right now, to my church, Metro Church, whenever you get a chance. We're off FM 1960, 7811 FM 1960 in the back of Atascocita. So it's right off the major highway, right there. You can't miss us. We're right after Kroger's and all that stuff. So you'll see us. I preach the 6 o'clock service at night, but if you want to come to the morning service at 10:45 or 10:30, then you can. It's not a problem. I will greet you. I'm usually always there, unless I have a meeting or visiting another church. And I just really believe one thing's for certain, and that is that God has a plan for you, and that in that plan, you can do plenty of sweat equity. But during that whole time you're doing sweat equity, you need to have that identity and be identifiable. That no matter what, you're going to agree that God is doing something for you. That it's for the best. it's for the best. Remember, our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We are on Chattangle right now, and I don't have anyone chatting with me. I had someone put D-D-D-D-D in there. I have no idea why they did that, but oh well. Whoever's out there playing with our Chattangle, that's fine. You can type whatever, but if I broadcast it, it's up to me. And if I tell you, so anyways, there's people out there that's really just crazy. You just gotta let them go off, let them do what they gotta do. You keep yourself busy, keep yourself moving for God, and trusting God on everything. We're gonna go to another quick break. Our third segment's coming up, and we'll be talking to you. Actually, our final segment's coming up, and we'll be talking to you in a few minutes. God bless. We'll be right back.
David Yannis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and its general station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We'll be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and it's general station manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They can be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. To find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages, but let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Amen. Welcome back. That was the last commercial. We just want to kind of expound on that a little bit. Media Publishing, or PublishingChristianAuthors.com, is a pretty good site. It's the site that my pastor is a big supporter of, as far as the man's going to write like 14 books, I think. He's already written three, and he just finished his fourth one. He just called me and said, yesterday when I was actually doing the show, I think he forgets I do the show at 2 o'clock, so he called me right away. And being over here, I think yesterday I did the show at the auxiliary station, so he called. Normally, if I'm upstairs, he'd come up and see what I'm doing, recording and stuff. But he just finished his latest book, Inhabiting Eternity, and we just were going over it and stuff. And I can't tell you how happy I am that I can help someone put their material out there. I tell you, it's not easy getting a book out. It's easy on your part. You get me the publication and everything and edited and everything. But it's not easy sitting there and manipulating it and cutting, doing different font sizes and trying to get the right look and everything and the typeset and all that. It's kind of time consuming. And it's involved sweat equity for my pastor does because he doesn't pay. I don't charge him for that. It's something that I do as an offering and to help bless the ministry. But if you're ever looking for doing a book, I think we have three packages. One is for $195, and that package is pretty good because it basically just gets the book into book form. You can take the book with you to conferences or to overseas or ship them out to people that you want, stuff like that. You basically buy a set amount of books, and it's up to you how many books you want to buy, and I'll tell you the prices for them. They're from anywhere. The best thing you do is get books of from 50 to 100 copies at one time if you use that package. And it comes with a pre-designed cover template. You have several to choose from, and it's good. We'll help you with the ISBN and all that kind of stuff. But the second package is an even better package. It's called the bestseller package, and the bestseller package is pretty good. The other one was called the best value package. This one's the bestseller package, and you basically get into all the bookstores, Barnes, Nobles, Amazon. You get on their databases. Christian bookstores constantly will be updated with the new list, and your name will be on that new list. And we have a professional look to the book, and it also is available to e-books right away. So, like the Military Life and the Power of God, I just put it as an ebook, and I have to go back to do some changes to make that into an ebook for that particular thing. But individually, it's an ebook for right now. So, I got to still mess with it and see about fixing things with it. But what I'm saying is that just like we're talking about, you don't know what you're going to be doing, you don't know how you're going to be doing it. You just got to trust God. So, the final thing in leadership, I think, for today is going to be about trust. Trust. If you trust them, and that's a part of, when you say trust, I'm saying believing that he's going to take care of you and that things are going to be okay regardless. If you're preaching 100% all the time, and think about it. And I had my friend tell me this one time. Don Wagner, Pastor Don Wagner, he actually pastors a church right now. Currently, I talked to him, or we talked briefly when I was leaving Los Angeles last April, and he talked briefly about, we talked about him pastoring in I think it's Downey, California is where his church is at, or just outside Downey, and he, or Florence, and he's a great man of God. But what he told me one day is like, because I told him what I want to do in ministry, I shared with him how I want to get things done and what to do. And he basically just told me that, you know how much work it's going to be? Think about it. You have to preach every Sunday. That you have to write a radio show or television show. And this is stuff that I was telling him back when I was 19 and 20 that I'm starting to do now. And I started to realize what he's talking about. He's like, do you know how much pressure and how much time you have to seek God to do your services and stuff? Well, oh man, that's a lot of work. And it's true, it's a lot. It is a lot of work. Because you have to put enough time in each of these shows to make the content good. People want content. God wants you to give good content. And so I had to trust God that over, that was, oh my goodness, 1990, at least 1992, 93. At least up to 93, we'll say 93, the end of 90, the middle of 93, to now, that would be, what, 15 years? 16 years? Yeah, about 16, 17 years ago. And we're just starting to get into this, to doing the stuff that we want to do. So God is awesome. God is good. And quickly, we're going to talk, we got like 4 minutes, so let's talk about God's buddy system. We got, let's see, but God's buddy system. Open your Bibles with me if you could. We're going to just give you real quick this one. You got to pick the right people that you're going to socialize with as the man of God. Because these three are God's, or God's children, or Noah's children, but only two of them out of the three that were named here actually knew, followed, it kept each other's right. It kept each other going or doing the right things. Let's read in chapter 9. And we're going to read in verse 20. And Noah, Genesis chapter 9, verse 20. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent, so he was naked. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his brethren without. So in other words, he went outside the tent to tell him that he'd seen his father's nakedness. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. He said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be this servant. And God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Let's look at that for just a second. We have a few more minutes left, and I'm going to tell you, it is easy to be associated with the wrong people. And there's easy to go into sin or to do something foolish like this, and this was a foolish and sin before God. In other words, he opened himself to perverse spirit, to perversion, and he opened himself to a porno spirit, which is a perversion porno spirit, which is takes the pureness of God and turns it around. And this is what happened. He was captivated with it, and he went to go share it with his brethren, but his brethren, because they stood strong together, remember the scripture says that as iron sharpens iron, so does one another sharpen each other's countenance. It's in the Psalms or in Proverbs, and that is true. But and this right here reads the same thing. These two brothers, Japheth and Shem, were able to keep each other on the course. God's buddy system. Right there. In the open for you. God's buddy system. And that's what happened. Ham didn't have anyone that he was associated with or didn't look like that he kept in close contact to keep himself from going off track. And he went off track and he did something stupid. Very easy. Very, very, very easy to do something stupid, my friends. Very easy to be a fool. Amen? It's very easy to be a fool and mess things up. But Japheth and Shem were able to hold each other from making a foolish mistake. In fact, they entered the room together, they had a plan, and they covered their father, and they walked out without seeing anything or doing anything wrong. They kept each other close to God's law together. They kept each other from messing up. And that's where you need someone you can be as close as a brother to, something like Jonathan and David, something that's strong and loving, that they'll be able to correct you and that you will not run from correction. You ever found out that people don't usually call you back or talk to you when they're doing something wrong or something's going wrong in their lives? Every one of us do it, my friend. And I tell you right now, friends, if you want to see good things happen, then you have to be able to have someone in there. So today's topics was leadership. It was talking about having a God's buddy system. It's talking about starting wherever God puts you. Talked about sweat equity. That you're going to have to put some equity into your project before anything comes out financially for you. And that's sweat. That's your work. It's talking about being identity, having an identity and being identifiable. Telling yourself you're a man and woman of God. But not only telling yourself, but telling others. As you're a preacher, a pastor, don't be ashamed. And another thing is trust. Trusting God that he will do what he has to do. That he will make things happen when things need to happen. Amen. Well, my friends, we're out of time. That's our whistle. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We tell you right now, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the Midwatch. Till next time, my friends, remember, you can email me, the Rev, at midwatchwiththerev.com. Or you can write me at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. God bless you. Thank you so much. Visit all our other sites, Rev Ministries, Rev Media Network, Rev Media Publishing. God bless you.